The floor of your room is still pitted from the cello end pin. I pull back the rug to see the signature of your devotion, remembering your calloused fingertips. How even when you listen to a record, you bent your right arm up into a cello's neck and fingered the forearm with the left hand. The first time you came home from the conservatory, you wanted to perform a Bach suite. A gift to us and our friends. We turned the couch sideways, put out folding chairs. There weren't enough to go around. How still and erect you sat. Your back to the window, bathed in winter sun. Hands resting on thighs, eyes closed. Lips compressed. Then you raise the bow with startling violence. Waves break against the shore again and again and again, leaving behind the bare, smooth stone of your love. How delicately the bow rested in your relaxed hand. Threads of horsehair trailed like motes of light. Sweat glistened on your brow. You labored, giving birth to a lacerating sweetness. At the final note, you raise the bow again, your hand slow, reluctant in its ascent, as if you could not bear to end. You sat swaying, immolated, noteless melody flowing from you, filling the silent, breathless room. No one dared profane this moment. With applause. So it is with your grief. brief life. After the last chords, we remain transfixed. Sound of you continuing forever.